Welcome to the J-Pop Exchange on C-Suite Radio. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. Today I'm excited to share with you great music from Hiroe Sekine's latest CD titled One World, One Sun. Right now though, let's take this opportunity to speak with Miss Sekine.
Hi, I'm Hiroe Sekine, and you're listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Sean Bird.
Joining us right now is Miss Hiroe Sekine, right here on the J-Pop Exchange. Hi, Miss Sekine. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you.
Would you mind sharing with us what it was like growing up in Japan? Where did you grow up? Was it in a small town or a larger town?
I was born and raised in a small town called Kyushu in Japan, 60 miles up north from Tokyo.
Interesting. Please tell us about your early musical experiences and training. What instruments do you play, and do you have any favorites?
I began classical piano lessons when I was 4 and continued for about 12 years. But I always prefer to play freely in my own way. So instead of continuing the study of classical piano and going to a university, I went to a vocational school in Tokyo, where I learned how to play an electric organ with foot pedals, like B3, and started to work in wedding receptions, restaurants, and nightclubs, playing both piano and electric organ. And sometimes I even sang and played at the same time at these gigs.
Please tell us about your latest album, One World, One Sun.
This album is my third one and is more adventurous comparing to the past two albums. It features my compositions only, mixing jazz with a musical heritage from around the world. It is my personal take on blending a jazz sensibility with the traditions from 10 geographical areas such as Japan, India, Morocco, Spain, Peru, Ireland, and so on.
Intriguing. What a unique idea.
I had so much fun getting inside the music traditions and ethnic instruments of these various places and studying and composing while we had a lot of meetings with Russell Ferrante, who is the producer of the album. It was pretty challenging to find the right musicians who can blend their traditions into the jazz rhythm and spirit. And huge thanks to Russell, we have Andy Narell playing on steel drums on the Caribbean track, and Charlie Bisharat on violin, Peter Erskine and Alex Acuna on drums, along with other outstanding musicians. I was also fortunate to have Hiromitsu Agatsuma, who is a renowned shamisen player in Japan, and Hiroyuki Iso on Japanese flute from the musical family, who has been playing the Japanese sacred music called Nogaku at shrines for more than 500 years. So I think that the CD, One World, One Sun, has a lot to offer, culturally rich and musically intense. And I hope that many people will have a chance to listen to the album as the world needs to unite today when we share only one sun and the one world.
Absolutely. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange on C-Suite Radio. Right now, here's a great piece from Hiroe Sekine from her latest CD, One World, One Sun. This track in particular draws influence from Okinawa.
Thank you.
This next piece from Hiroe Sekine's latest CD, One World, One Sun, draws inspiration from India. Thank you. finally on today's J-Pop Exchange, here's one more great piece from Hiroe Seikine's latest CD, titled One World, One Sun. This track draws inspiration from Morocco. For the J-Pop Exchange on C-Suite Radio, this is Sean Bird signing off. Take care. Have a great day. Thank you.